From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's Friday, November 16th. I'm Luke Burbank, dancing up a storm over there.
Allison Stewart. I was doing my, you know, it's a sort of the Pulp Fiction Uma Thurman dance. It's good with this music. Thank you.
Hey, remember the other day we were telling you how the governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue, he was praying for rain. The drought has been going on so long. Remember that?
To very reverently and respectfully pray up a storm.
Literally.
Yeah.
It may have worked.
I have to say, I took kind of a little bit of a suspicious view, but wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles.
According to the National Weather Service, Georgia got an inch of rain.
Chocolate rain.
Maybe not chocolate rain.
Somebody get Jim Cantore on that, because if it actually was chocolate rain.
Some people didn't approve of the governor praying separation of church and state, but he had 250 people out there praying for rain, and he and Tayson Day got their wish.
I have to say, if only because now we have an excuse to play Chocolate Rain throughout this hour of the show, I thank you very much, Governor Perdue, for putting that back into our life. Coming up on The Beep, we're going to talk about last night's Democratic debate, the gloves. The silky, satiny Democratic politician gloves came off a little bit last night, and people were going after Hillary Clinton. We're going to find out more about that.
We're also going to talk about movies, some new releases, and the many releases taking a good, hard look at the atrocities happening in Iraq.
We're also going to get all the news headlines from our friend Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, let's get the BPP's big story. Talk about an asterisk. A federal grand jury has indicted baseball slugger Barry Bonds, the sport's all-time home run king, for perjury and obstruction of justice relating to his alleged use of steroids.
Barry Bonds is accused of lying under oath in December of 2003 when he told a grand jury investigating a steroid ring that he had never used banned drugs.
The San Francisco Chronicle has reported that in that 2003 testimony, Bonds admitted to using clear and cream substances provided by one Greg Anderson, his longtime friend and personal trainer. Anderson and Balco founder Victor Conte, they pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute steroids and money laundering 2 years ago.
But Bonds reportedly said he was not aware the substances he got from Anderson were illegal steroids and instead thought it was a nutritional supplement, flaxseed oil, and a pain-relieving balm for his arthritis.
Bonds, as you probably know, broke Hank Aaron's all-time home run record this past season. That, of course, happened under a cloud of suspicion that he had used steroids. In spite of the speculation, Bonds was never identified by Major League Baseball as testing positive for steroids.
And he has always publicly denied his use of them. And questions on the topic from media have often elicited chilly responses. Here he is in July being asked if he was concerned about the federal investigation that has now resulted in his indictment.
He asked me if I was concerned.
Are you concerned?
And I said, no. But I'm not discussing it. So
you're not?
I haven't been discussing it forever, and I will not discuss it.
But you did say
you guys are going to write your story, what you're going to write anyway. So just do that. But leave me out.
Well, he's going to be doing a little more discussing of it, it would appear, on December 7th when he's scheduled to appear at U.S. District Court in San Francisco. In the baseball world, remember that? He's a baseball player. Barry Bonds is a free agent after being told late last season that the San Francisco Giants did not want him back next year.
That's the BPP big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.